So better sales and happier workers, how can you not, especially in increasingly competitive and disrupted markets? And how about using games to do just that? Our next guest knows about that. He's back with us. Sam Kiyuchi, he is Chief Executive Officer of One Huddle in our Bloomberg 1130 studio right here in New York City. Nice to have you back with us.
Same here.
Remind everybody what you guys do.
So One Huddle is we're a mobile game platform for employee training. So especially at this time of year, using retail as an example, we give companies a platform to take all of their training manuals, their online videos, all the stuff you have to know to do your job, and convert them into quick burst mobile games, which are more likely to be used by especially a younger workforce and more fun in the process.
So did you have a lot of retailers reaching out to you? I don't know, maybe back in the summer or something to like kind of get this stuff in place?
Yeah, well, I wish it was in the summer. It was definitely more like October. You know, people were seeing the turn and getting their employees ready. So retail has been a new initiative for us and a new space for us, and it's been exciting.
Interesting. It is also, we're in this world where you do have a lot more workers who are independent contractors or temporary workers, the whole gig economy, people, you know, in and out, whether it's Uber or you know, what have you. That's good for your business, I'm assuming.
It's absolutely, you know, when you have a large amount of training that changes rapidly, which is what's happening today, especially in retail, where product knowledge is shifting. And if you are a temporary worker, you have to learn a heck of a lot about a brand as quick as possible before you get on the floor. So for us, you know, we like to think our product is up training employees faster, and it's a perfect fit for this challenge.
Sam, how complicated is it, though, to create a game for a particular industry? Does it matter? Does it change much from industry to industry?
It doesn't really change much. I think what the emphasis of what you're training on changes. So we work with large sales organizations who the focus is on skill training and communication.
Right.
In retail, the focus is, you know, the customer has all the information they need in the palm of their hand. So when they're talking to a retail sales associate, they're asking not just where something is, but they might be asking about sizing or fitting or product specs. And it's almost like they're testing the employee, even though they have all the answers in front of them.
How much do you know? Should I really spend my time with you, or should I talk to somebody else?
You got it. So, you know, for us with retail, it's product knowledge. And, you know, it takes over 100 hours to build an e-learning course. We've all sat through them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the luxury at a large retailer to pay for an employee to sit through hours upon hours of online videos or build those videos on a time crunch. It takes less than 10 minutes to build a game on our platform.
Really?
So if a menu
Seriously?
Changes.
10 minutes.
Yep. So it's an interactive, think of it like our game builder is like an interactive Excel sheet. So
yeah.
If a new product rolls out on Black Friday, a manager can elbow up to their computer screen, build a dozen questions on that content, and push it via mobile to all of their employees in their workforce.
How do you find out how well it works, how effective it is?
So that's the number one question is ROI. We look at three things, knowledge retention. So we can prove on the back end of our platform, we have a reporting screen that shows you how you're learning the content better over time. The second is sales. So, you know, performance means different things to different industries. And in sales-heavy environments, you're looking at increase in closing percentages, which we can show.
Right.
In service environments, you're looking at better service and member experience through surveys. So those are just a few of the metrics we'll look at.
Tell me, give us a little bit of the background in terms of some of the retailers that you guys are working with.
So right now, very heavily involved with in the franchise space, Hand and Stone Massage and Spa is a retail space that we're working with currently. We have a large number of sports organizations that use us heavily in their team stores and team shops. And then in the next few weeks, we have some bigger brands that we're going to be releasing to.
How many different games are you often kind of, for one client, are you releasing? Because you say, but you actually say the client can make the game.
Yeah, so our team will build the first few to get you jump started, which is what we do now this time of year with, you know, big box retailers are swamped. So we'll help our game design team here in New York. We'll convert all the content and get it spun up. But then we'll hand over control to the organization. One of the things we learned is the challenge in companies isn't so much the frontline employee, but the frontline employee that gets promoted to manager and maybe doesn't have the experience to be a great manager yet. So once they get spun up, we up-train their manager, and then they can use our game design tool moving forward.
What's the toughest part of what you guys are doing?
Change. Change is hard in all industries, especially in retail, where the way that we've trained has been kind of train and pray. You know, we put somebody through a one day, and then we throw them to the wolves on Black Friday and hope that they're ready to interact with you know, we're in a holiday season where it's more likely that you're going to be shopping online for the first time ever walking into big box retailers. So, you know, I think that the challenge is getting organizations to know that your workforce is different, they're younger, they're more dynamic. We have to adapt our training to them.
Retail is certainly one area. What other areas are you guys working with?
So we have a pretty big emphasis in, so financial services is a new category for us. We're currently very heavily involved in aviation. We have a few airports that use our platform to train frontline workers, TSA, TSA staff, as well as companies like ESPN and Audible that use us for their customer success teams.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And it just says like as more and more companies kind of outsource training responsibilities, that's where you guys can come in.
Right, because they should insource most. I mean, at the end of the day, if the business changes rapidly, you don't have the pleasure of time to change the deck in all of your e-learning courses. You got to change it in time, and that's what we're trying to help companies do.
Give us an example. I'm just thinking of our listeners who are listening. They're like, okay, what kind of game are we talking about? Is it, you know, a word game? What kind of a game is
it? So think of like interactive trivia. All the games take less than 3 minutes to complete. Every game is branded to the topic. So if we were, you know, Bloomingdale's, for example, we might have a game on a specific brand, like Under Armour.
Right.
And then that game might have questions on footwear. So it might say, you know, looking at XYZ shoe, what is the price? Or what is the difference between item one and item two?
It's that specific.
Yep.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. So we're taking all of the one-pagers that a company has, and we're turning them into those quick burst games. 3 minutes or less, you can do it on mobile, you can do it on desktop. So depending on who your workforce, what your workforce looks like and how they operate, they can play on the go.
What's the kind of checking system to make sure that like people are you know, downloading the games and playing them? Because I'm assuming there's got to be some kind of, you know, kind of oversight, if you will.
So this is the best part. Probably 9 out of 10 companies we work with make the training voluntary, but they lay contests, rewards, and recognition on top of gameplay.
So they want people they want their employees to check these things out.
You got it. So it might be, instead of saying you have to do your training, and all of us on training's important, but it's not always the most exciting thing to go through. But if they say, instead of making this required, top player this month, they get a $100 Amazon gift card. Or top player this week within this department at the Hand in Stone franchise in San Francisco, top player is going to get dinner with the CEO. So we're using gamification, which 50% of our workforce is a millennial within the next year or two. And we're trying to use something this generation already knows and make training something they compete on.
One last question, Sam. We've got about 25 seconds left here. Based on demand for your product and what you're seeing, what does it tell you about what's going on in terms of the economy and the labor market?
I think you're seeing larger skill gaps that aren't being tackled by the training tools that are available. You have a different workforce coming in. If everybody is tired of hearing the word millennial, get ready for Generation Z, because they're totally different social awkwardness, different skill gaps. If you want to close it, you have to change the way that you're training.
Interesting to see how training has evolved, and good to hear what you guys are up to. Sam, thank you.
My pleasure.
Nice to have you back. Sam Kiyuchi, he is Chief Executive Officer at One Huddle in our Bloomberg 1130 studio.